Hello, mothers. Happy Saturday. It's the weekend. Who noticed that I wasn't here? That I didn't record a podcast yesterday? So apparently, it's been a very, very interesting week with, you know, just having to, you know, just going through the experience of motherhood. So yeah, yesterday wasn't possible at all. In fact, the week has just been very, very tough for me. But we thank God for strength. We thank God for support, and we thank God for just being able to wake up and, you know, get at it all over again. So yeah, today has just, I just made up my mind that I needed to record something, to share something with you. And so I said, today I must do something, and that's why I'm here. What have you been up to? What have you been doing? What's going on in your life? You know, anything interesting, anything happening? Well, so I'm going to be talking about new mothers. We're talking specifically to new mothers today, because I find that the process, you know, the experience of having a child, of carrying a child and then having a child, can be really, really stressful and demanding on your body and your mind, you know, everything. So I'm just gonna be hailing and celebrating new mothers. There's a newsletter that I receive. At the end of the newsletter, it says you're gonna be a great mom. I don't know if you've seen that or if you receive that newsletter. I think it's on Today's Parent. So if you receive it, I'm sure you've seen it. If you haven't, but I'm telling you, that's the message for today. You're gonna be a great mom. So calm down, let go of your fears. I'm telling you this because of my experience this past week, and, you know, just being able to record this, you know, with this kind of confidence and joy that's within me, that everything is gonna be all right. So just keep praying, keep working, you know, along with as many people that come around to help. Try and manage your emotions. It's very, very important, because, you know, you don't want to scare people away. You don't want to turn people off, you know. So yeah, just try and manage your emotions, manage your relationships with wisdom. Pray every day, every second, as, you know, often as you can. You know, just whisper a prayer to God, to heaven, and receive strength. Of course, read as much as you can on issues that are bothering you. I'm on a WhatsApp group that shares quite a number of information on motherhood. So I'm sure a lot of mothers do that as well. I don't know what resources you're using, what groups you've connected with. But yeah, just try and reach out and get as much information as possible. So yeah, I'm rooting for you. You're going to be a great mom. Your child is going to grow up. Your child is going to grow up to experience the wonder that you are, the amazing woman that you are. And just keep at it. If you're doing a lot of things alone, please don't fret. Because of COVID, a lot of people are indoors, people are not moving around as much, you know, and a lot of people are even advising that if you're a mother, if you're taking care of a child, really you should be indoors. So if you're alone most of the time, what I can suggest is that you stay connected with family and friends. Once, you know, try and, you know, get on WhatsApp, on Skype, you know, do as many video calls as much as possible. Don't be alone, essentially. Fill the house with conversations. Call friends, call people, let people call you, ask questions, you know. Don't stay alone. And of course, if you have a husband, please try and work together with your husband. No fighting, no quarreling, you know, just try and work together with him, because he can be of help. if you don't have a man with you, of course family is always there, sister, brother, a close friend, you know, people who love you can always come around and help. So try not to do anything on your own. I just pray for the grace and the wisdom that you need to be a new mom as you get into the experience. If you're having your first child, it can be quite challenging. And if you're having your second, third, I'm sure you're already used to it, but you know, well, just keep at it. So yeah, that's really my message for today. You're gonna be a great mom to all the new mothers out there. Whoop, whoop. No fears, do not fear. The Bible says, one of the passage I read this morning is that the fear of man is a snare, but those who trust in the Lord shall be safe. You know, so trust in the Lord, trust in God to help you through every process, through every stage, through every day, you know, every minute, the wisdom you need, you know, He is there to help you. And I'm sure that you will get through it. Your child will learn to appreciate how wonderful you are. So yeah, one of the things that I think I have mentioned before is if you're an expectant mom, always pray for your child. You know, rub your stomach and pray. Declare words of you know, blessings and prophetic things over your child every day, as often as you can. And set the tone, you know, for, you know, set the life journey for that child in motion. You know, spiritual things always happen or take place in the spiritual before the physical. Don't let the physical, the spiritual be void, right? Always pray, say something prophetic, something powerful, read the word of God, confess it over your child, and declare those things over your child's life. And I pray that when you do give birth safely and victoriously, the child will grow according to the word of the Almighty, according to the words that you have, you know, declared over that child's life. So that's it from A on Truths. That's it from me today. Thank you very much for always listening, trying to, you know, support the work that I'm doing here, because you know, talking is work. It's a lot of work, and I always wonder how, you know, radio presenters and TV presenters do it for so many hours. This is just less than 10 minutes. So yeah, thank you so much, I do hope that I can record another podcast next week Friday. But if you don't hear from me, I will definitely put out something on Saturday. So that's it. Take care. Have fun. Enjoy yourself. You're gonna be a great mom. God is your strength. Bye-bye.